We want to thank you.
We want to thank you.
That we have eyes to see.
Ears to hear.
And a spirit to perceive. That you've got a plan for all of us. I give you praise. For your purpose to unfold. In Jesus' name. I really searched the heart of the Lord this afternoon for a while, and nothing, absolutely nothing was coming in. And I kept saying, well, you know, Lord, it'd be nice if you just, you know, give me a little tickle here. So he finally tickled, but it took a while. And he brought me to Isaiah chapter 37. So, and I'm going to use the Passion Translation because that's where he pressed me to go. And part of, I believe, what Robin Bullock was sharing is to teach the warriors how to go forward, okay? And he shared about closing portals, and of course 222 and 2022 and so on and so forth. And then he also pointed out March 22nd is also another date that they're planning to try to bring.
Well, today was supposed to be a day that something was supposed
it
to
is.
Happen. I didn't hear of anything. I went back into my news feed and I said, something happening?
Well, one, you won't hear about it either. You'll probably watch some of the fruits down the road, okay? But we are to require that the New World Order will not manifest at this time. It's not the time. It will manifest when God says now, not when the demonic is pressing forward. So I want to keep that in mind. And, you know, like I said before, keeping thanking the Lord for the angel armies that are on the job in New England, because that's our area of coverage. So I want to start with verse 10 of Isaiah 37. Don't let this God in whom you trust mislead you into thinking that Jerusalem will not fall and be delivered into the hands of the mighty king of Assyria. So now you know who's talking. It's the king of Assyria. Certainly you have heard what the king of Assyria has done to all the lands, destroying them all. Do you really think you'll be delivered? I want you to see the wording. Think. Do you really think? So this is the accuser working on Hezekiah. Did any of their gods come to their rescue? Hezekiah is pondering. Where were the gods, with a small g, of Gozan, Haran, Resef, and the people of Eden, who were in Tel Azar when my predecessor destroyed their lands, with an S? Tell me, where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, the king of the city of Sepharvaim, or of Hena or Erva? So he's had a history of advertising what he's done. Hezekiah's prayer. When the messenger delivered Sennacherib's message to Hezekiah, he read it and immediately went into the temple of Yahweh. Why did he go immediately? Because he's got a relationship. He's aware that God, Yahweh, has been protecting them. So it's kind of cool No different than the prophets of our nation are crying out now. Okay? So he runs to the temple of Yahweh and spreads it out before the Lord, and he prayed. I can remember teaching people, when you get a letter from an attorney, when you get a bill and you don't know how to pay it, stretch it out before the Lord. Stretch it out and give it to him. Make it a reaction, if you wish, of being honest. Anoint the letter that you respond with oil before you send it out. Put oil on the four corners of the envelope so that the Lord's will have an anointing upon that envelope, so that the person who gets it is going to be under the anointing of the Lord. So there are things you know how to do. I've taught it before, but, you know, these are things that are having the mind of the Lord. When you're looking at a number plate or you're taking care of children, watch their actions and reactions. Verse 16. Oh, Yahweh, commander of angel armies of the God of Israel, you are enthroned between the wings of the cherubim. Now, Robin taught about the wings of the cherubim. That's where Moses was lifted up to. He saw, and then he was told to make one on the earth, okay? And that was a good teaching. And he says, you reign supreme as God over all the kingdoms of the world. That's happening right now. Okay? For you alone are creator of heaven and earth. So he's reminding God of who he is and what he has a knowledge of his capacity. Got it? Then he says, 17, I think this is so cool the way it's worded. Please lean down to hear my prayer. I mean, I just can see, you know, Hezekiah saying, come on now, listen, you know, I want you to just lean over. Yahweh, open your eyes and see me here, calling out to you. That is so cool, because I've been there. Listen carefully to every blasphemous word Sennacherib has sent to ridicule and insult you. So what is he doing? He's doing the exact same thing King David did. Okay? So you giant, who do you think you're attacking? You're not attacking me, you're attacking the God of heaven. Amen? Who do you think put the power behind that little tiny stone? Okay? It's one of those angels that knew what to do and to kill that giant on contact. Hit him straight in the head. He had a real headache. Okay? Okay. Listen carefully to every blasphemous word. Again, the word is word. Why is the word so stressed? Because again, God creates with words, but he also brings destructions and threats with words. Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. He has sent to ridicule and insult you, the living God. This is so cool. Lord Yahweh, truly the Assyrian king has annihilated all these nations and conquered their lands. So he's not telling them he's not aware of what this king has done with a small k. They smashed and burned their gods, small g. For they're not truly gods, but mere idols made by human hands and shaped from wood and stone. That's why they could be destroyed. So now, our loving God Yahweh, save us from the Assyrians so that the whole world will know that you alone are Yahweh, Lord God Almighty. Now I'm going to change the words. So now, our loving God, Yahweh, save the United States from the Assyrians and the demonic activity that's going out against our country and against the people of God that represent you, so that the whole world will know that you alone are Yahweh, Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
That's praying the word. Not a good idea. It's praying what's already been written, and we already know the results. So we know it's good words. Isaiah, prophecy to Hezekiah. Now here's the prophet, Isaiah, coming with the good news. Got it? Verse 21. Then Isaiah, son of Amos, sent this message to Hezekiah. Hear the word of Yahweh, the God of Israel, because you prayed to me about the taunts of Sennacherib, king of Assyria. This is what I, Yahweh, decree concerning him. The virgin daughters of Zion despise you and ridicule you. My daughter Jerusalem tossed her head back and makes fun of you. Who do you think you're mocking and blaspheming? Against whom do you raise your voice? And who have you looked down upon in your arrogance? None other than me, the Holy One of Israel. You sent your messenger to mock the Lord. You boast my vast number of chariots has taken me up the highest mountain to the heights of Lebanon's forest. I cut down its loftiest cedars in choicest cypresses. I ascended its highest peak and claimed its great forest. I dug wells and drank from foreign waters. The feet of my armies trampled the Nile Delta dry. Have you not learned that I planned all this long ago? And when I was reading this, I was thinking, this is the Lord's doing and marvelous in our sight. Because again, God is not mocked about these people that think they're great kings and advertising all of their abilities. And he doesn't even rock on his throne. He says, I knew it all along. I planned it. Okay? So, Regen 26, have you not learned that I planned all this long ago? Yes. From ages past, I planned it, and now I fulfill it. That you would conquer fortified cities and turn them into piles of stone. The inhabitants were frightened and ashamed. They became as fragile as weeds and tender grass, as short-lived as the grass that grows on the rooftops and is scorched before the east wind. I know where you live, every movement you make, all that you do, and you rage against me. I have heard your arrogant words, and because you rage against me, I will put a hook in your nose and a bit in your mouth, and I will make you return by the way you came. I said, Lord, this is also a forecast of what Russia is going through. Someday he's going to put a hook in the nose of that bear, and that bear will be drawn into the Middle East. But it'll be because of God's plan, not man's plan. Got it? Verse 30. Hezekiah, this will be a sign for you. So there's always something that's going to happen when the prophetic word gives out. There's a signal of the ignition. And when it ignites, the fire will manifest. Are you catching on?
Can you say that again?
Something. There will be a sign given to you. Just like when different tests have happened. There's nothing wrong with to say to the Lord, you know, you've made me a promise. Now give me a sign of when it's going to happen, when it's going to manifest. Okay? Because that's what he's doing. He's telling them. Because he's telling the king of Israel, listen up, Hezekiah. This will be a sign for you. This year you will eat only grain that grows of itself. No planting. Next year, you will eat what comes of that. Then, in the third year, life will be normal again. So he's pointing out that it's going to be a three-year test. How many years have we got under our belts now? Two. Third year is going to be what? Normal again. You will sow and reap plants, vineyards, and eat their fruit. Judah's remnant will flourish again, sending deep roots into the ground and bearing luscious fruit above. For a remnant will go out from Mount Zion and Jerusalem. The fiery passion of Yahweh, commander of angel armies, will accomplish this. It won't be because they had good guns. It won't be because they had rockets. It won't be because they haven't got horses and buggies. They've got the Lord, and the angel armies are going to what? Accomplish this. Therefore, here is what I, Yahweh, have to say about the king of Assyria. So now, he's telling Hezekiah, get a clue. This is what's going to happen. Watch. He will neither enter this city, nor shoot even one arrow here, nor raise a warrior's shield. Why would he do that? Because Hezekiah went to the temple of Yahweh and spread out the bad garbage that was being spoken against, not the king himself, even though the king was being picked on. It was about the God of Israel that this insulting man was prophesying. He was so great. Okay? I'm going to back up. 33. Therefore, here is what I, Yahweh, have to say about the king of Assyria. He will neither enter this city nor shoot even one arrow here, nor raise a warrior's shield, nor build a siege ramp against Jerusalem. I declare that by the way he came, by the same way he will leave. He will not set foot in the city. I promise to defend this city and protect it. And for the sake of my own honor and for the sake of David, my loving servant. Why is he doing that? Why does he say, for the sake of my own honor and David? Why does he include David? Did you ever figure that one out? David always ran back to Papa. He always, no matter what kind of manure he got himself into, he ran back to Papa. That tells you that even if you fall, even if you smash your foot against a stone, run back to Papa. That's what Hezekiah did. He went back immediately when the threats came. He didn't panic. He ran to the temple. What about you? What about me? You got an issue? Run to the temple. God's miraculous deliverance starts at verse 36. Watch now. That night, the angel of Yahweh, doesn't say some, the angel, one, got it? Came into the Assyrian camp and slaughtered 185,000 soldiers. Do you think for one moment that Putin is going to get away with what he's doing? Is it because it's planned of God? Or is there a plan of God to get rid of them? It's up to the leaders and what they perceive. I saw some pictures of some of the believers in the Ukraine, on their knees in the fields, praying. Now, I don't know who they're praying to, but they were praying. And I said to the Lord, what about those poor people? And the Lord said, that's my problem. That's not your district. You don't have anything to do with that. Why? Because you're on your own land and you are responsible for where you are. So don't jump 2,000 miles or 4,000 miles over to the left field, there are intercessors right there doing what they need to do, and the leadership and the church is to do what they need to do, and they will have the results according to what they do. So don't get involved in looking all over the world to see if you can control it, because that's demonic. Take care of your own field. Hezekiah's taking care of what? Jerusalem and Israel. Why? Because that's where he's planted. Don't plant yourself all over the place, because you're going to get in trouble. Okay? Focus on where you are. Why did God send you down to the eastern part of the country? You know, to do something special. Okay. 36 again, that night the angel of Yahweh came into the Assyrian camp and slaughtered 185,000 soldiers. When morning dawned, there were only dead bodies in the enemy camp. Sennacherib, the great king of Assyria, who did all these wonderful things, conquered all those lands. He left returning the same way he came and retreated to Nineveh, the Assyrian capital. Then one day, as he was worshiping in the temple of his god, Nisroch, his son, Adrammelech, and Sherezer entered the temple and killed him with a sword. They escaped into the land of Ararat, and the king's son, Esarhaddon, succeeded him. Why give this word tonight? Because I believe it's an example of what we are to do when we're commissioned to take care of the area that we're in and to the area that God has given us. Not jumping over into enemy territory, because he's got other hubs taking care of those regions. So it's important that you listen to what God is saying to you and me to do here. You are in your neighborhood, and what is God asking you to do? You pray for them. You do what God tells you to do. I do the same in my corner. All of you do the same in your corner. And whoever listens to this, you have areas that you are in control, and you are responsible. They didn't put you at the head of your association by accident. So you have an umbrella over that whole corner of Thorndike. Okay? That was the Lord's doing. And he had your hubby there before. So it's not left. The anointing is still on you. And what you give them, they may not have a clue who you are in the realm of the spirit, but the angels have knowledge about who they are serving. Favor comes to that region because of you. Favor happens to you and your family because of your obedience. Yeah, and you can smile, girl, because she's the older girl. And we giggle, but it's the truth for every single one of us. The plan of God is not an accident. It is a reality that we are to be covering our area. So, would you lift your hands to the Lord and say, Father, we thank you that you have given us authority. It's not an accident. I didn't happen to just come tonight for the sake of pleasing myself. But there's a plan unfolding for New England, the Eastern Seaboard, even into Canada, doing a mighty protection as we continue to go forth in obedience, to let your will to be done, in every aspect. We thank you for this. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the angels that you have commissioned to guard over this region. We thank you for angel armies are here doing a work that we could never do. So we're trusting on you. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. And we are trusting that we are protected because we've run to the temple. Just like Hezekiah. Amen.